Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump threatening to escalate the administration's fight against alleged drug traffickers in Latin America by attacking them on land. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Democrats are saying that Trump needs congressional approval on this before any land strikes.
And some Republicans might say the same. The president yesterday in the cabinet meeting said, quote, "We're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier, and we know the routes they take." Speaking of drug traffickers, he says, "We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live, and we're going to start that very soon, too." This, of course, comes after more than 80 people have been killed in boat strikes. The question now is about the legality of one of them in early September. Yesterday, the defense secretary in that same cabinet meeting said that he watched the first strike live. But this is the question of whether he was present in the room watching the live video feed as the commander of U.S. Special Operations ordered a second strike on two survivors. That's as it's been reported by the Washington Post. Secretary Hegseth says he has a lot of things to do at the Pentagon, so he didn't stick around for the hour or 2 hours or whatever, he said. So he moved on to his next meeting. Quote, "I did not personally see survivors because that thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. This is called the fog of war." Now, the president has said that he certainly stands behind his Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, but he also says that he still hasn't gotten a lot of information because he relies on Pete Hegseth. So you have critics in Congress, Democrats, of course, but also Rand Paul, who said yesterday that this is not a war. It's, quote, "just a war where we name people who we don't like, we call them terrorists, and then we kill them. And if we see them floating around the ocean, then we re-bomb them." Rand Paul said yesterday that that is outrageous and should be universally condemned.
Stephen, there's a special election, House election in Tennessee. The Republican won it, but the margin of victory was narrow, and it's making Republicans rather nervous.
It was less than 10 points yesterday in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District, which stretches from the northern border with Kentucky to the southern border with Arkansas, includes parts of Nashville, where a state legislator, a Democrat named Afton Bain, put up a challenge against Republican Matt Van Epps. Now, Van Epps won, so Republicans will hold this seat. But the fact that national money flew into this, it got national attention, and the Democrat Afton Bain made it, you know, closer than many expected in a district that President Trump won by 22 points, gives Democrats hope that there are many vulnerable Republican incumbents who also won districts that the president won, where there may be areas where Democrats can overcome the Republican incumbents and perhaps shift the balance of power to Democrats. Certainly Democratic operatives here in Washington, D.C. are counting on that next year.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast.
The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.